A recent survey from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment found that 13.6% of Coloradans admitted to using marijuana in the last month. That's about twice the national average on national surveys, okay? So before we think about that a lot, think that it's a survey about doing something that for most people in America is illegal. So my guess is there's probably more than 7.4% of Americans who are using marijuana, but that's that. But still, that means there's 728,000 Coloradans who use marijuana. 728,000. That's a lot of people. You know, that's a huge number of people. And basically, the 500,000 of those live in Denver. And even though it's legal, you can't go anywhere and use the product with anybody else except in your own home.
That's so right now it really is in a private venue. We've seen what's happened with Denver City Council clamping down on anything that might be perceived as a public venue where there's public consumption of marijuana. This ballot initiative seeks to change that.
Part of the reason for this is that Amendment 64, that was kind of a deal to give it to the prohibitionists. That was one thing that they gave up. Public consumption was one of the things that they gave up in order to pass the initiative. But as you pointed out, in Denver especially, the private clubs are having, you know, it's just constant conflict. And that's where this comes in. It's Mason Tvert of the Marijuana Policy Project and Brian Vincenti, an attorney in Denver, who were instrumental in Amendment 64. And basically, they wanted just what Mason Tvert told me is just kind of a narrow exemption for the city of Denver. This is only in the city of Denver. And they met with state officials last week with their proposal, and right now they're in the midst of just getting it together. But basically what it would allow is you would be allowed to consume non-smokable forms of marijuana, including vaporizers and edibles, inside businesses accessible to people 21 and older. If the business is open to those under 21, consumption can only take place in areas only accessible to people 21 and older and out of view of anybody else.
So you still couldn't smoke it.
Right. It's going to be a boon for vaporizers if it passes. It's kind of similar to the approach that the city of Pueblo has taken. Tvert says that theirs allows for cannabis-specific clubs and requires that people be members, among other things. The Denver measure would allow for that type of club, but not limited to it, because we didn't want to take a separate but equal approach. Thus, it allows for the consumption of marijuana in non-cannabis-specific businesses like bars, venues, galleries, etc. And it would be up to the individual club whether they wanted to do this.
Has the reaction been from officials in the city of Denver?
Basically, they just met with them, showed them the proposal, which is kind of part of the process, and they gave them suggestions and ideas, you know, things that they might not have thought of. And so they're basically getting it ready, and then they'll have to go out and get the signatures necessary. I did talk to a representative, Jonathan Singer, who's been instrumental in the legislature in trying to get good legislation done. He says this is a great idea. He says it's about time that we have a conversation about what open and public means, and that we make sure that if we do this, that we have safe places for people to consume cannabis. And I think he's exactly right there.
We spoke earlier about some of the problems that private clubs and businesses have run into in Denver. Famously, last summer, the Colorado Symphony Orchestra wanted to have some events that the city clamped down on. But what about public consumption of marijuana? Are we seeing people getting tickets? Are we seeing the police actually clamping down on this?
You know, the only figures that I have are from the city of Denver. And in the first three quarters of 2014, Denver police issued 668 public consumption citations. That's a 470% increase from 117 citations in 2013 in the entire year. So there's obviously something happening in Denver where people are getting ticketed. And I have to admit, I work in Denver and I can smell pot occasionally all over the city.
And I know the Drug Policy Alliance has said that there's a racial component to that to that ticketing, that you're seeing more people of color getting those citations for. public consumption.
You know, that's one of the things that over the year and a half now that it's been legal, that I've been bothered by is the fact that the idea is that we're supposed to be treating cannabis like alcohol. And in this case, we're not. People can consume alcohol in public places. I mean, what if there's a parent who just wants to, you know, use a vaporizer before they go home because they don't want to have marijuana in their home because they have children? What about those people? You know, we ought to be thinking about those people.
You can read about that and more in this week's Weed Between the Lines in the Boulder Weekly, and you can hear Leland Rucker here at KGNU. Catch the archives at our website, news.kgnu.org. Thanks, Leland.
Thank you.